What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
What's going on? It is your weekend mailbag for Week 12. And this is always an interesting mailbag because it's Thanksgiving and people are traveling and all that stuff. So we don't have as many questions as we usually do, but we have plenty of news to get to and the fantasy cops to settle some league disputes. And another top five list, this time just five, top five list from Dan Schneier. And he's having trouble. It's the simplest thing I've ever given him. He's having trouble filling out five. Very strange kid. He can't give us five holidays. We asked him for his top five holidays. So we'll see what happens, Dan.
I don't think there's anything better than when someone who's like 2 or 3 years older than you refers to you as a kid.
You seem so much younger than me. I don't know.
Is it only 2 or 3 years?
I think so. Unless I'm giving Adam too much credit.
How old are you?
I'm 32. Just turned 32.
I'm 37.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? Good God, I'm old. Man. We all look young. Everybody looks young.
Yeah.
Dave looks exactly the same. If you look at any picture of That's Dave Richards from the time we started working together, which was 2006.
And by the way, if anyone hasn't seen it, go look at the throwback Halloween picture of Jamie from like 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, it might have been longer ago. He was jacked. Oh, I didn't know you used to lift like that, Jamie.
I was a monster.
Wow.
Is that a joke?
No. You got to see this picture. He's got the guns out. He's in like a Fred Flintstone costume or something. The guns are out.
I don't remember this at all. I remember the costume.
You remember we did the Flintstones?
Yeah, I do that. I do remember that. I just don't remember you being ripped.
I was Barney Rubble, and I had my sleeves cut off. And at the time, I was lifting much more than I lift now.
There was a lot of commentary on this throwback picture.
Really?
Check it out.
Yeah, now I just lift a spoon and a fork. But I used to
lift weights. Oh, man. Now you're more like Rubble from Paw Patrol. Am I right?
Yeah, I'd take Rubble from Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like he'd be pretty ripped. Okay, let's get to the news and notes.
Longest of the Paw Patrols.
What'd you say?
He's the strongest.
Is he? I actually don't really think I've seen it. I just we have the toys and the books, but
I think Dan should rank the Paw Patrols.
The pups. All right, here we go. So Cordarrelle Patterson practice looks like he's going to play. Jamie, he will be what for you, Cordarrelle Patterson?
A football player in the National League. National Football League.
Oh, no, he's a designated hitter, Jamie.
He is a jack of all trades. He will be a start at every position that he is available to start at. So if you can only use him at wide receiver, he is a must-start wide receiver, and he is a must-start running back as well.
Also the reason to jump on Atlanta minus one.
Oh, okay. Cleveland right tackle Jack Conklin and running back Kareem Hunt, if you've heard of him. They will both play on Sunday night. Dan, start or sit Jack Conklin first, and then we'll do Kareem Hunt.
No. I wish my team had Jack Conklin, had signed Jack Conklin. That's all I could say.
What about Kareem Hunt? What do you think in this matchup at Baltimore?
It's obviously not a great matchup, but Hunt in his first game back, I think he's someone who, at this stage of where we're at with running backs, he's someone who I think I could trust in a flex, maybe back end RB2. I don't think it's too much more than that.
I would hope they use him a lot in the passing game because they need help there and easy throws for Baker. So, yeah, I think flex it best, but tough to sit him.
All right. Sterling Shepard and Kadarius Toney they seem unlikely to play. Oh, wait. Has one of them been ruled out officially?
Shepard officially ruled out.
Okay. And Tony's probably not going to play, too. So, Jamie, what do you think here? Galladay and Darius Slay is going to play. Is Slayton actually the sneaky play? Should we just forget about it entirely?
I think Ingram is a sneaky play just based on how they defended tight ends. But, you know, in terms of the receivers, I would forget about it entirely if you can. Here's what I want to see. Whether you start Golladay or not, you want Golladay on your fantasy team if you have a roster spot to play with. 10 targets. I don't care if Daniel Jones throws 10 interceptions on those 10 targets. This has got to be the biggest thing coming out of Joe Judge firing Jason Garrett, or one of the biggest things, is get Kenny Golladay the ball, especially when those guys aren't there.
And I think we will see that because, you know, without actually saying it in words, Joe Judge said, you know, we got to do a better job of getting our playmakers the ball. And we've seen earlier in the season, Kenny Golladay had a problem with Jason Garrett. It was obvious on the sideline. He confirmed it wasn't with Daniel Jones and who was yelling at. It was yelling at Jason Garrett. Golladay had, what, 4 targets last game without Tony in the mix, without Shepard in the mix. It feels like this could be
2 targets, right?
2 targets, sorry.
Yeah. And
he doubled his output.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it was 4 for Tony. Both of them were just disgusting.
No, it was 10 for Tony.
It was 10 for Tony. It was 4 for somebody else.
Yeah, aren't you a Giants fan? Don't you like watch Giants all 22?
This is just terrible.
Yeah, come on.
What's going to be worse is my rankings of the holidays, though, so I'm in trouble this time.
I remember that time as a young Dolphins fan, Dan Marino threw 4 passes in a game.
Yeah. That was a good game. Yeah, all touchdowns. And Aaron Jones practiced again. So he is trending in the right direction. Dave had an interesting take, Jamie, on FFT that he'd rather have A.J. Dillon with Aaron Jones back, just doesn't think they're going to use Jones, you know, the way that they typically do. You still are on Aaron Jones over Dillon.
Yeah, and his one of his defenses for that was a little strange. He said that the quarterback's got a toe injury, so why would they not lean on the run game? They're going to lean...
He probably thinks that Dillon's going to be more of the running back, running downs
guy. Yeah, I think if Aaron Jones is out there, I'd be very surprised that they're not going to lean on him more so. Now, to the extent of where we typically see Aaron Jones, probably not. So I think, like I said, every time we've talked about this on various platforms, that Jones is better than Dillon if you have both, in my opinion. I'd start Jones over Dillon if I handcuffed them. But Jones is not a top 7, 8, 5, 10 running back still. I think he's closer to, you know, 12. And Dillon is still worth starting. The way I've described it to you this morning, since we've talked 100 times, is that like how I had the Cowboys rank going in. Start. You can start both of them.
Ugh, you must be so sick of me at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have to talk to Adam 100 times in a morning. That's disastrous.
It started at 7:30.
Yeah, it did.
We podcasted at 7:30, and just the two of us. Then we had FFT at 10. And then now this. And then we're doing 3 more shows later tonight just to keep everything going into the week.
Yeah. All right. Hey, here's something fun that everyone's going to like. For 25% off all products in the CBS store, including stuff like this, Fantasy Football Today merch, go to store.cbssports.com. I'm going to also, if I remember, going to put the link in the episode description. Go to store.cbssports.com. And you can rock an FFT hoodie, you can have a beer in an FFT pint, or work out in an FFT tank. Store.cbssports.com. Check it out. 25% off all merch, but I think there, hold on, let me just see. Oh, until the end of day on Monday. Yeah, I knew it wasn't forever. So you've got the weekend and then Monday to get this 25% off discount. And I love this shirt that I'm wearing right now. It's the long sleeve Fantasy Football Today shirt.
I was actually going to wear it on FFT today on HQ until I saw you this morning. So,
all right. I don't see why we both. I feel like that should be, we should wear it every day, just different colors.
Well, knowing your shower patterns, I'm going to guess you do wear it every single day.
I don't even want, I'm not getting into that. It's even bad by my standards.
Oh, God. Are you known as like a bad shower? You don't shower?
I don't shower every day. I shower most days, but not every. I don't think it's necessary, especially for me. I never leave the house.
When he heard that Ashton Kutcher doesn't shower every day, he decided that's the way I want to go.
It's bad for your skin. I've actually read about this. I'm the smart one here. That's true. It's bad.
You read like one study that came out that was unconfirmed with like no sources. And like, oh, this one confirms my own thinking. So yes, it is bad for your skin.
No, I saw it on BuzzFeed. These 25 things remind you of how bad you smell. All right. From Brandon, go start with the emails here, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Dear Kirk, Pike, Spock, and McCoy.
Cardinals receivers.
Yeah, Christian Kirk, Gerald McCoy. I don't know who Pike and Spock are.
Has Dan ever seen an episode of the old Star Wars?
Star Trek, yes.
Star Trek.
I actually love Star Trek. I love sci-fi.
I knew he would. I knew he would.
I just knew you would.
I knew it.
I'm confused with what that comment's based on.
Doesn't mean anything.
I don't know what you're implying here, Adam. But nothing. Go on.
Adam, did you ever see an old episode of Star Trek?
No. I was always showering.
All right. I knew he wouldn't.
12-team half PPR dynasty league.
Spock.
I recently traded away Noah Fant for Derek Carr. This is dynasty league. I gave up Fant for Carr, Dan Arnold, and Cole Kmet. My backup quarterback was Sam Darnold, and I only had Dak Prescott. So he wanted to back up Dak Prescott in his dynasty league. He gave up Fant for Carr, Dan Arnold, and Cole Kmet.
I don't like
Fant for Dan Arnold and Cole
Kmet. Has Kelsey and Schultz. So
yeah, but in dynasty, it's not about really what your lineup currently is. It's about the value these guys can have long term. I think Fant, if the Broncos do what I think they're going to do this offseason, is massively upgrade that quarterback position, is going to jump in value. And so I don't really see the Carr jumping in value. Arnold, maybe.
No, but Kmet is a nice piece, though.
Kmet's a nice piece.
So, like, when you were saying the Fant, like, Fant has been disappointing based on the expectations for where he's been so far. And Kmet, I think, is starting to scratch the surface, you know, from what we've seen through the last three games. There's most likely, you could probably make an argument that there's two coaching changes coming there for each of these guys, but certainly more so in Chicago. And will that play caller and Justin Fields unleash Cole Kmet? So I don't mind it, but I think Fant is probably still the best player in that too.
Do you know how old William Shatner is, by the way?
He's in 90.
I personally don't believe it. But I've never, ever, ever seen a 90-year-old look like that. He looks like he's in his 60s.
His hair is 45.
it's incredible. 90. I just don't believe it.
I think the only reason I knew his age was because when he was going to space.
Went to space, yeah.
Months ago. he's a national treasure.
I don't know what his secret is. All right, from Blake.
He showers.
Is this from Blake? Grade these trades. He probably doesn't. His skin's much better. I get Gibson for...
The nice thing for you is that you shaved this morning. You already have a 5 o'clock shadow.
I shave. I don't really have a 5. I think I look fine.
Look to the side.
It's not that bad. All right, here we go, guys. From Blake, grade these trades. I gave up
a lucky woman.
Madison and Mitchell for Gibson.
Madison and Mitchell for Gibson. Yeah. I like it. I'm bigger on Gibson, I think, than most are. Obviously, the role didn't carry over to last week. We were hoping that what we saw the week before was going to carry over last week, but I still like Gibson the most of this trade.
I don't like it.
Because of Mitchell?
Well, I think Mitchell and Gibson are comparable because they're both not involved in the passing game. They're both dependent on how they do running the ball. Something happens to Dalvin Cook, that trade's such a landslide, it's not even close.
Yeah.
So I much prefer the Mitchell.
I can see that.
I get Hurts for Stafford and Gibson. So give up. So I think he's kept on trading.
You get Hurts.
Yeah, so he gave up Stafford and Gibson for Jalen Hurts. I hate that. It's like the worst trade. Sorry.
Is it four points or six points? That's mean.
I have no idea, but I don't like
it. I mean, at this stage, he's just gotten rid of three backs for a quarterback is where he ends with this.
But then he gives up Eckler and Mike Williams for Diggs and Jamar Chase. I don't know if it's the same league, to be honest with you.
So he just is no longer has any running backs to start for the rest of the season.
I don't know if it's the same league.
So if it is the same league, he's given up Eckler, Madison, Mitchell, Stafford.
For Hurts and Mike Williams. For Hurts, Diggs, and Chase.
Yeah, you ruined your team.
I think
three guys are good.
Well, I think Eckler and Mike Williams for Diggs and Chase is a solid trade.
Is it?
In a vacuum, I think so too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's this league where he gave away all his running backs, but if it's a separate league and you have running back depth, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Eckler's the best player there.
He is, true. But Williams is by far the worst.
Yeah.
All right, from Chris. Start a flex in non-PPR. A Titans running back, T. Higgins, or Bateman?
If it's only Hilliard and everybody else is hurt, I would take Hilliard. If everybody's healthy, I would go Bateman.
I was thinking the same. I was thinking Bateman first, but I think what Jamie said makes the most sense. If you're going to get that kind of volume with the injuries in Tennessee, you have to go with Villiard.
Okay, now start one in a different league. Jeff Wilson, Titans running back, Ty Johnson.
Jeff Wilson, Titans running back, Ty Johnson. If there's no Mitchell, Wilson. If there is Mitchell and there's no Titans running backs besides Hilliard, it would be Hilliard. If not, it's Ty Johnson.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what to make of Ty Johnson, to be honest with you, because like the opportunity is great. We know that Zach Wilson doesn't check down like Mike White does.
Right.
But the like what's the I wish we had an idea of what the carries would be, because like Tevin Coleman's such a wrench in all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our projections on Sportsline for Ty Johnson are like top five.
What an interesting game, right? It's all these undesirables basically. With opportunities, including Tyrod Taylor.
Let's play a game here. We are going to predict the best players, top three players from Jets, Texans. Whoever gets the top three, or whoever gets the closest in terms of winning, gets to pick the next list that Dan has to do for next week.
All right, we have to. We can have overlap with the players, because I feel like we're going to pick the same players.
Sure. Is there a better way to do this, though, besides top three? I'm trying to think about
it. We could do a draft.
I'll do a draft.
A snake draft.
Snake draft. I like it.
All right, we'll go alphabetical. And
that's not fair.
All right, Dan's our guest of honor. So, Dan.
We'll go in age order. Age order.
All right, youngest to oldest. Dan, you have the first pick.
So, I'm picking the best fantasy player from Jets, Texan, from the Jets or the Texans?
Yeah.
No. Both teams.
Yeah. For both teams in the game. Most points.
Oh. Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
All right. I'll take Brandon Cooks.
Wow. I'll take Zach Wilson.
And?
Oh, and here we get tough. Elijah Moore. Stack them up, baby.
Shoot.
I like it.
That's who I wanted. I'll take Brandon Cooks and Ty. PPR?
Yes.
Ty Johnson.
No, that's who I wanted, and now I have no one else who I want. All right, give me Tyrod Taylor, and I'm going to go full out, risky, boomer bust, Tevin Coleman. I like the Tevin Coleman wrench. I think he's going to weirdly score this week and do weird things.
The wrench. All right, who else? One more.
Oh, we're going three players. I forgot. This is brutal. It's just getting to a point where I'm running out of healthy players that I know on both of these teams right now that I can start. So we lost Ty Johnson.
You got all the Texans running backs. You got Crowder, maybe Corey Davis.
Who wants the Texans running backs? That's the problem.
Corey Davis is playing, by the way.
Corey Davis is playing, but I don't trust him. You know what? I'm going so boomer bust. Let me just go another boomer bust, Corey Davis.
Oh, that's what I was going to take. I will take David Johnson. To go with Ty Johnson and Brandon Cooks.
That leaves me with the choices of Rex Burkhead. The tight ends stink.
I was thinking the tight ends are too. The tight ends
DSTs are interesting,
so
though, because like.
Oh, the DSTs. I didn't know they were in play here.
Well, I like the DST call.
The kickers?
All right, you can go whoever you want. Yeah,
kickers, DSTs count.
I'll be fair, since we didn't know DSTs. I'll take Rex Burkhead, so we all have a score.
All right, yeah, plus the thing with DSTs is the scoring is so different, you know. All right, that was really fun, actually. I very much enjoyed
that. Can I remind everyone, by the way, of the time we were in a very important mock draft this offseason, and Adam went back-to-back Texans and round 6-7 on the turn? It was one of the single worst decisions
David
I've seen
Johnson
from
and
any
Cooks.
Fantasy analyst in the last decade.
The Cooks pick was fine.
Everyone critiqued him at the time.
I was hosting a show while I was doing it. You don't even know what that's like.
You're always hosting a show while you're doing it.
Can I tell you that? So I share our podcasting team with Todd Rones, and we're playing against Adam. And he goes, God, you really drafted a good team for Adam in this league. Because I drafted like a few teams for Adam because he was hosting or not hosting. And I said, no, I didn't draft this one for Adam. He goes, oh, he actually did one by himself. Good.
Remember, actually, it's a funny story about this. This guy, he hosts this podcast about the Giants. And he thought that Kenny Golladay had four targets and Kadarius Toney had two or something. All right, let's go. Let's move on here. We've only answered like three questions. This is from Nathan.
I think we should do this more often. Like draft.
Me too.
Draft a team. Draft a game.
Yeah.
I like it too.
I agree, but I'm going to mute your mics if you don't let me speak. I was offered Claypool, Lockett, and Jonnu Smith. Claypool, Lockett, and Jonnu Smith for Darren Waller and a 2022 third round rookie pick. It's a full PPR dynasty league. Hmm.
So Claypool, Lockett, and who?
And Jonnu for Waller and a third round pick.
I like the Claypool side personally.
It's fair. I mean, you know, it sounds like the Claypool side is giving up, right?
Maybe.
But I mean, it's definitely a win now for the team that's acquiring Waller, but Waller's 29 years old and the third round pick amounts to almost nothing in Dynasty for the most part.
Unless if it's a third round rookie pick, if it's not like a full Dynasty league, it's a little different.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, some people
it's a rookie
say
pick.
Dynasty, but it's not like, you know, you keep your whole roster. I'm gonna guess it's probably the case. You're right, but
rookie pick.
Okay, third round rookie pick is not generally very good. So yeah, it's a fair deal.
All right, from Clay, I'm in a PPR league with Kupp and McLaurin. My starting wide receivers are. I'm sorry. Kupp and McLaurin are my starting wide receivers, and James Robinson and Dylan are my starting running backs. Oh, why didn't I just ask the question? Who should he flex PPR? Javonte Williams, Marquise Brown, or Devontae Smith?
You might be in a situation where, depending on how comfortable you feel with Dylan, because I have this situation myself, of flexing Marquise Brown and playing Javonte Williams over Dylan. Now, I'd probably still stick with Dylan over Javonte, but I would definitely be flexing Marquise Brown.
Yeah, same exact here.
Okay, from James, grade the trade in non-PPR. Give up Alex Collins, get Brandon Ayuk. I am 8-3. But I really need a number two receiver. Currently, it's Brandon Cooks. So give up Alex Collins, get Brandon Ayuk in non-PPR.
I mean, if you haven't accepted this deal yet, you're crazy. This is a win-win across the board. This is so easy.
Yeah. All right. Tim.
Unless you're desperate at running back, but even then.
No, he's getting Ayuk.
He's getting Ayuk. Yeah, he's giving up Collins.
Yeah, if he has the worst running back situation, but you got to take the better player here.
This is from Tim. Rest of season, Stafford or Hurts?
Oh boy. Hurts, I think, is the better fantasy quarterback, but you got to factor in his bye week is still ahead. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on what your record is, you know, do you want to be scrambling for a replacement option? So take that into account, but I think I'd rather have Hurts. I mean, I hope Stafford comes off his bye and, you know, they figured out, okay, Jefferson's this and Beckham's that, and, you know, everything's hunky dory again, but the Robert Woods injury just sucked.
Okay. From Matthew, I'm the Travis Kelce manager. I need a tight end for this week. I could pick up Logan Thomas, but we don't know if he's going to play. Or I was offered Tyler Higbee and Michael Pittman for A.J. Brown. What would you tell Matthew?
I'll tell you what. A.J. Brown may not be great. So he has you're down 2 weeks potentially of A.J. Brown right now. So it doesn't play this week, bye next week. You have Pittman, who we don't know exactly which iteration of Pittman is going to be the rest of the season. Is he going to be the guy that we saw in that stretch where he was awesome, or is he going to be the guy that's been this last few weeks? It's not a horrible trade. I think it depends on your record. Like, if your record is solid, you could wait out A.J. Brown for the fantasy playoffs. I'd do that and not make the trade and just pick up Logan Thomas. I do think Thomas is going to play. But if you're in need to win now, I'd probably make that deal just to get Pittman for the next two games.
I would not. I would definitely go the Logan Thomas route if he plays.
But it's not,
even if Logan Thomas doesn't play, you can roll out Evan Ingram here in a game without Tony, without Shepard and Ingram against the defense that's
It's more about you now have to replace a receiver too for two games.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. True. I hate Pittman's schedule coming up. He's just one of the players that I identify
starting this week
having a horrible schedule. Yeah. Let's go. So Tampa Bay.
But
Houston's
would you rather
good.
Have? Would you rather have Michael Pittman or trying to think like the replacement, like Jameson Crowder?
I don't know what his – no, then if you have to start Crowder, then I would make the trade and go with Pittman. I don't know what his wide receiver situation is. He didn't mention it. But if it's just basically to get a tight end, then I would keep AJ Brown.
Totally agree. If it's just the tight end, like Dan said, get Evan Ingram, worst case scenario, definitely get Logan Thomas. You know what? And if you have an IR spot, you pick up both until Thomas is activated because it's probably not going to find out until Saturday.
All right, we got one more email here. It is from Clay. No. It is from... Who is it from? Eric. Eric? Dear Richard, Susan, Johnny, and Ben. Richard, Susan, Johnny, and Ben. Is that from Big Daddy, Dan?
We just, that one's never going to die.
10 team, full PPR league, two wide receiver, two flex. I'm 11-0. I am most likely getting the week 15 bye. Should I grab a defense to hold for week 16 and 17? I love my lineup. I've been streaming defenses all year, and I love Seattle's matchups for week 16 and 17. What do you think? Let me get their schedule. The theory's not bad if you're locked in. They have Chicago and Detroit, Seattle, in those two games. That's not bad. Yeah. I think I'd rather get the Eagles? All right, well, anyway, but you guys agree with that premise here? Just get a DST for now and...
I'm in one league where I've been carrying two defenses, and the second one, I just keep looking ahead next week and picking up the best matchup. And then, you know, playing, keep rotating it, but doing ahead. And I should probably do the same thing because right now I'm in second place and most likely head to the playoffs. So it's not a bad move to make, you know, if you feel that comfortable and confident in your team, you don't have to carry and you have the bench space to do it. Most people don't have the bench space to do that, though. It's a problem.
That's what I say. It depends if the league has a lot of bench space or not.
Okay. Let's.
But you also like
move on.
I'm in another league where like the defensive scoring is so minimal.
Yep.
Like, if you want to just wait it out with Seattle, and, you know, you got to hope for, like, in this league, if we don't get touchdowns, it's just a waste.
Oh, well, that's annoying, but it's better than my league where defense.
Like, I had the Bills DST last night.
Everything.
What do you think they scored?
Oh, 4 points.
Eight.
You'd hate my league then, Adam. My main league, we have quartered all defense and kicker scoring. They can score anywhere between 2 and 7 points in a week.
Like, why even have them?
That's what I said, but we're catering to people who just want tradition and they want to keep them.
Fantasy Cops is a tradition. I'm pumped about that. Let's go to the Fantasy Cops from AJ in a small western New York town south of Buffalo. I have no idea. Dan?
That's Sleepy Hollow?
I don't think so.
Is that Rochester?
Sure. Why not? Hello, insert clever foursome of characters from a show you don't know here. How about Richard, Susan, Johnny, and Ben? I still haven't figured out what that is. I'm in a 12-team dynasty league with a very...
Oh, that's Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good for you.
Richard is Plastic Man. What's his name?
Plastic Man.
Ben is The Thing.
The Thing.
Johnny is the hot guy, the fire guy.
Hot guy.
And then Storm.
I have no idea what any of that is.
Yeah, it's Fantastic Four.
All right. I'm a 12-team dynasty league with a very clear and detailed constitution. For the third time this season, a manager couldn't be bothered to remove bye week players from his lineup. When given his third strike punishment of getting docked his third round rookie pick, he dropped his entire roster in a fit of rage and quit the league. We already know to put the roster back together and remove the manager from the league. Mid-season, the rest of the way becomes... format typo there. Okay, the rest becomes tricky. Do you have the commissioner set the lineup for this team rest of season? Do you let the next permanent manager in and continue business as usual? Do you remove the team from the playoffs? What are your suggestions on how to best handle this act of immaturity mid-season?
So we had a situation like this... In an analyst league, it's the one of the leagues that I was in with Mike Taglier, and when he passed away, so he was actually the commissioner, but somebody else just took over his team with just setting his lineup, and that's all that it was. It's a dynasty league, so it's a little bit trickier. You don't have to really make a lot of there's not a lot of moves to make because it's a very deep dynasty league. But somebody just set his lineup for him, and just continued to play it out that way. He actually was to show you how good Mike is at his job. His team at one point was undefeated. I think after 5 weeks was like undefeated, with only Zach Wilson in the 2 QB league. If you can imagine that, he had somebody else but got hurt, so he had a really good roster. But yeah, just somebody just set the lineup for him. And then when we got to a point when Zach Wilson got hurt, we just allowed him to pick up the I think it was Mike White or whoever the backup was to the Jets. So I think you just let the commissioner set the lineup, play it out. And then after the end of the season, if you make the playoffs, just continue doing the same thing. And then after the season, just give it over to the new manager.
Why not give it to the new manager now? That's what I would do.
If you have somebody ready to take over, then sure.
Yeah, if you do. I think that seems fine. All right. Those are two options for you there. Dan, you good with that?
Yeah, I think just hand it over to the next manager. I liked how he added in that email an act of immaturity. I think that was a good way to describe it.
All right, Star Trek boy. Let's go to our next one.
I've seen like four episodes.
It's four more than me. From Austin. Is this a vetoable trade in a keeper league, given it was offered to multiple teams? The main keeper rule is you can keep someone for a pick two rounds better than their draft cost the previous year. I don't really understand how it was offered to multiple teams, but okay. The trade was Ayuk, Chuba Hubbard, Freeman, Wilson, and an eighth round pick. Okay, Ayuk, Chuba Hubbard, Freeman, Wilson, and an eighth round pick for Kareem Hunt, George Kittle, Chris Godwin, and Khalil Herbert. It's probably Justin Herbert. I don't know who it is. It just says Herbert. Ayuk, Hubbard, Devontae Freeman.
We don't have any rounds attached to these guys, so we don't know what they would be kept for, right?
Right. My answer was no. I don't think this is a vetoable trade.
Well, this is definitely not a vetoable trade.
Hunt, Kittle, Godwin, and Herbert.
There's no vetoable trades unless there's collusion.
Yeah, we've already established that's not true. But Hunt, Kittle, Godwin.
You've established in your mind that's not true.
I mean, practicality. It's just, I know there are trades that wouldn't be collusion that you would say.
Kick that person out of the league and you find someone more competent.
They just grow on trees, these fantasy managers. There's a queue. I would not veto this trade.
I would not veto the trade.
No.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your Fantasy Cops entries. We actually have one more from Apple Podcasts coming up in just a few moments. We're going to step aside real quick, take a break. When we come back, Dan Schneier's top five holidays. What are they going to be? Where is Thanksgiving going to check in? Or was that one of the ones that he couldn't think of? We'll find out after this.
Arbor Day next.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's learn about holidays. Top five holidays from Dan Schneier. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm going to have to start at the top with one because I'm struggling to come up with five. And I'll be honest with you, Adam. I debated doing it and then finally went ahead and did send an email forward to HR because I don't think this is a fair question to ask a Jewish person because I don't get to celebrate Christmas. I've been jealous of everyone I know who celebrated Christmas their entire lives. One time I got to do like the seven fishes, the night before Christmas thing with one of my friends who's Italian. Great time, incredible experience, better than anything I've ever had on Hanukkah. Hanukkah just, I can't even put Hanukkah in my top five.
Oh, it's
and
not
I'm struggling
five.
To figure out. Hanukkah's so bad it doesn't belong in the top five.
What?
I don't get
it's
Easter, so
bad.
I can't even put Easter's a clear-cut top five pick for most Americans. I can't go there. Mm. So, I mean, what am I going to do? I start with the obvious one for a Jewish boy, and that's Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving yesterday, great day, great food, family, you get football. Now you get three games.
Recency bias. It sounds like recency bias.
No, this is an obvious one for a Jewish person. I mean, what else do we have? Is really what it comes
Everybody has Christmas. Everybody has Christmas. Everybody gets off.
That's not true.
Off of work.
Everyone does
school.
Not have Christmas. My Christmas, the only good things I've ever done on Christmas is eat Chinese food and go into the movies, which is actually a fun day. So, like, I'll put that
as
my two.
That's a great day. That's a great day.
I'll put that as my two. But
dinner
like,
a movie.
I know I'm missing out on so, so much. All right, that's
so
the problem.
Christmas is two.
It's two for me, even though it just consists of the movies and Chinese food. But again, I know I'm missing out on a lot. So it's one of those holidays where you're just kind of going through the motions and you're like, you know, someone over there, my friend over there is getting a lot of presents, eating that spiraled ham. I've always been like, that looks pretty good. Yo, I never had one of those. I don't know what they taste like. They look good.
I had one yesterday for Thanksgiving.
Did you?
Of course.
So that's another thing I miss out on Thanksgiving. All I get is turkey. So we don't have ham in our household. So, you know, as far as the three goes, I'm going to put St. Patrick's Day as my three because, I've had some good times going out on St. Patrick's Day and I don't know what else I could put in the mix here. As far as four goes, I'm really starting to draw thin here at this point. And I'm going to go with Father's Day.
You're forgetting about
it. Father yet.
What are you telling? I think I'm going to tell you some holidays and you're going to go, oh, okay.
Fourth of July.
What?
Halloween.
Oh, Fourth of July.
That was a holiday.
Unbelievable omission by me, Fourth of July.
Yeah. All right. So let's redo your list here with Fourth of July.
When you emailed HR on this
is the guy. Look at you, the way you disgraced the flag in the background with your Wisconsin flag.
That's not a disgrace.
You don't even remember Fourth of July. Unbelievable.
The only disgrace is you trying to pretend to the listeners that you grew up near, that you live near a farm and that you have some experience on farms.
What are you talking about? When did I say that?
Remember a couple episodes ago? Yeah, I drive around my neighborhood and there's farms everywhere.
Oh, here. Yeah. I do live near Stone Barn. Yes, I live
near.
No one
believes that. No one ever believed that. All right, 4th of July is an easy. That should have been the two. 4th of July.
4th of July.
What's the other one you said, Jamie?
You can't say Halloween. It's not a holiday.
Of course it's a holiday.
You get days off for Halloween?
It's still a holiday.
Yeah, I didn't know if that one counted because Halloween? I didn't. Yeah, what Jamie said. If you don't get days off, I don't know if it counts.
Well, you said St. Patrick's Day.
Halloween counts. Halloween, you celebrate, you do things like there's festivities.
But let me say something about Halloween because this is the same reason why New Year's barely cracks my list, if at all. New Year's is not a New Year's. Has anyone ever had a New Year's where you're like, oh, I'm so excited to make plans for New Year's. This is going to be great. Every New Year's is a struggle to find anything to do. I feel like anything you want to do. Who's had
good? You live a very sheltered life, my friend.
Yeah, two years ago, I had the best New Year's ever. It was.
What do you guys do on New Year's that's so good?
Well, I usually don't like it that much. But 2 years ago, I went to Florida. I saw my family. My sister had a party. It was great. Yeah, we had a great time. And no work the next day. I mean, that's awesome.
I used to love going out with my friends on New Year's.
That wasn't really my thing, but a lot of people do. All right, so what rounds out your stupid list? You got Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and I'll round out this stupid list, this horrific list, with I guess I'm throwing in New Year's reluctantly.
I've had a couple good New Year's.
A couple times I've been like, oh, yeah, the plans have worked out. Most of the time it's a scramble to do anything that you wanted. That could be considered fun.
I'll give you that about New Year's. You know, there's... When you're younger, you want to do these things for New Year's, and it's like there's such crowds, and you have to buy things in advance, and it is a little annoying.
There's so much pressure.
There's a lot of pressure. I've never been a big New Year's guy.
Human beings I've ever been around.
Well, look, when you don't drink, New Year's isn't very fun. Dan, what you need to do is marry an Italian girl, like I did, so you can start celebrating Christmas.
I like that. Very fun.
But
I want the seven fishes. That's
lives up to the hype. I don't know what the seven fishes are.
Oh yeah. I know what the seven fishes are.
Yeah, I don't know that. I guess I'll learn. But Halloween has to be on that. Halloween's
so fun.
For like
10 years already.
Yeah, they don't do seven fishes. I don't know.
Aye.
All right. So Thanksgiving, 4th of July.
Halloween's a holiday.
How is it not a holiday?
It's not a holiday.
If you're not off for it, yeah, Valentine's Day.
I mean, for the sake of this discussion, I think Valentine's Day is a holiday.
Arbor Day is a holiday?
Yeah, sure, it's a holiday, but it's not going to be on the top five list.
Grandparents' Day is a holiday?
That's not a thing. Halloween's really fun. You know, your rankings of holidays, I think, change when you have kids because now they're all about your kids. So Halloween is actually very fun.
Right.
And Thanksgiving is the worst because it's extremely stressful. It's very stressful.
Oh my
Thanksgiving
God,
is the worst? That's a horrible take. No take could be worse than the one you just made.
No, I used to love it. It's just so stressful now.
Thanksgiving is the worst. Adam Azer, Thanksgiving is the worst.
Actually, Heath would back me up on this one. Christmas is tough. It's really tough. It's a lot of gifts. It's
yeah, but very he's also the same guy who doesn't like candy. So what? I mean, what are we going? What are we doing?
Christmas
here?
Is tough.
It's a lot of gifts. It's a lot of it's a lot of work.
That you got to do gifts for 8 nights.
You don't have to.
I mean, Christmas, you can give one
it's
gift.
Part of why Hanukkah is such a terrible holiday. You don't have to. You're right. You barely get it. I don't remember a single eight gift. Hanukkah is just a disaster of a holiday. I'm sorry to say it. I hope I don't offend anyone.
It's on Sunday. It's always a different day every year, too. It's like
it's coming around Thanksgiving.
It's
How
Sunday.
Is it possible?
It's crazy.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Apple Podcast questions here. This is from I Dropped Herbert. Oh, that was not good. Dynasty League. Is this Dynasty? No, this is not a Dynasty League trade. This is a Fantasy Cops question. A 2-8 team trades Dalvin Cook to an 8-2 team, the commissioner for Brandon Cooks, Josh Jacobs, and Jordan Howard. It's a PPR league and it's half point per carry. The playoffs start next week. Is this a fair trade? Rewind to last year, the commissioner made an attempt to trade obvious bench players to his wife for Russell Wilson. Similar to this year, it was a week before the playoffs and his wife was not in playoff contention. Is this a trash commish? All right, so the trade again was commissioner gets Dalvin Cook, gives up Brandon Cooks, Josh Jacobs, and Jordan Howard. And he's trading with a 2-8 team, and he's 8-2.
Yeah, I mean, this is collusion. This is what this is. This is honestly one of the most frowned upon things in my mind in the fantasy community. I would never play in a league where there was collusion, apparent collusion like this one. You've already proven it. It's happened in the past. For some reason, you're still playing through this league. You need to find a new league. I don't know what to tell you. Like Adam said, they don't grow on trees, but you know, maybe contact us. Contact Adam.
Not going to get a new league here. This is a trash trade. 2-8 team should not ever make a trade with anyone. They're eliminated from the playoffs in all likelihood. I mean, you have to see if they're really, no, they're not going to make the playoffs at 2-8. So they shouldn't be making trades. And that's the bottom line. And this should be vetoed. Also,
41 votes into this poll. Is Halloween a holiday?
Yeah.
54% say yes. 37% say no. 9% say Adam Azer is crazy.
Listen, are you adding that to the no's? Because that could be part of the yeses.
No, that's the no's.
Somebody made a great point. So
you don't get time off for work. It's not a holiday.
Jimmy J says Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a great holiday. Labor Day is good, but Memorial Day is definitely better.
Jimmy, you're right, man. This is actually a great point. Memorial Day is a great holiday. That's a big miss by me.
We had this conversation the other day, Adam, that for what we do for a living, the 4th of July is the best holiday.
Yes.
Because
and Memorial
it's
Day.
One of the rare ones we get to celebrate.
And Memorial
100%
Day.
Good point.
Now, we get to celebrate the other holidays, even Christmas for those of us that don't celebrate because we get the time off, or at least our families get the time off. But 4th of July, Memorial Day, and according to Adam, Valentine's Day, all the non-football related holidays, you get time off. You get to celebrate with your family, but
yeah,
we do at least.
Well, that's honestly why I said Christmas is stressful. It's working, you know, and Thanksgiving too. It's not really like I can just relax, but Christmas is really, you're under the gun trying to get a bunch of presents. I'm a really late present shopper too. So
I thoroughly enjoy Thanksgiving from the standpoint of the football games along with, you know, family that typically comes to visit me because I can't go anywhere. Today is the worst day in the world for me.
Because you're tired?
Because football, there's no football. I'm still working and everybody else around me is off.
Like, aren't you pretty much done by now, though?
People, huh?
Aren't you pretty much done by now, though? On Friday?
With what?
With
I had to do three shows.
Yeah. But I don't mind doing the shows. You're done with all your research and stuff.
No, I still have to write another story that George Maselli is going to kill me because I haven't started yet.
All right. Yeah, it's once I finish the research, I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. I love it. But the research takes a while. All right. From 21 damage, should I start DJ Moore, Miles Sanders, or Jeff Wilson?
DJ Moore.
Yeah, Moore for sure.
Oh, it's half PPR. Unless Mitchell's out, then you start Wilson.
Yeah.
I love Miles Sanders this week. I'm upset you didn't pick him, but that's okay. You're probably right. And this one comes from USA Red Devil. It was a 1-star review, and the subject was, host only asks questions about his own team. And the comment was, the squeaky-voiced host only asks the same the same questions every week about who he should start on his own team. We know this because it's the same questions every single week. Take some questions from followers.
What?
Yeah.
That's a bad review.
I don't know who this squeaky host, squeaky voice host is. I don't know who he's talking about.
But. Do you think USA Red Devil knows that 4th of July is a holiday?
Oh, you mean because Dan doesn't?
Right.
You mean because Dan
doesn't? I do not ask questions about my teams.
Thanksgiving. The second best holiday is Christmas. The third best holiday is St.
Patty's Day. It's all right. He forgot. Okay.
I've had some great St. Patty's Days. Great St. Patty's Days in Hoboken, New Jersey.
I forgot about Memorial Day and Labor Day. This did not occur to me. Also, Cinco de Mayo is fun for a lot of people.
Yes.
But you don't get off of school or work or whatever, so it's not a holiday, according to Jamie. I think that's kind of a ridiculous rule. Okay. Let's finish up. I will read some questions from the chat for a few minutes here. Jameson Crowder or Laviska Shenault?
I'm starting to get excited about Laviska Shenault after what Urban said.
Oh, that they're going to give him carries?
Yeah.
Please don't get excited about Laviska Shenault.
Why?
All right.
Here's what's going to happen. This is going to be the most annoying thing for what we do. Laviska Shenault is going to finish very well over the last six games of the season, except whatever six games left. And we're going to go, oh, yeah, finally, Laviska Shenault. And then they're going to add a receiver next year, and they're going to change coordinators, and they're going to do all these different things. But no, it's Laviska Shenault. Here we go, Laviska Shenault, Shenault, Shenault. And then he's going to be terrible, and we're going to be wrong again.
I like him going into next year. I think, you know, it'll be tied to Lawrence.
He can't run.
Who can't run? Laviska Shenault?
He's slow. He doesn't separate.
Yeah, I haven't liked what he doesn't look anything like the player I saw on film at Colorado. So for that reason, I mean, it's an eye test thing, but he doesn't run well anymore.
Eckler, Barkley, Fournette, pick two, full PPR.
You got to go Eckler and Fournette.
Yeah. It's crazy that we're at that point with Saquon, but that's the correct answer.
Mike Williams or Elijah Moore?
Ooh. Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah Moore, I think, even though I don't trust it as much with Wilson, but I'm still going Moore.
A.J. Dillon or A.J. Brown?
I don't think A.J. Brown is playing. I'm going to see if I get a tight update.
Is A.J. Brown playing? Jamie seems to have more energy as the sun starts to go down. I think Jamie is a vampire.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Dave, also a vampire, as he is not.
I will say this. For someone who lives in Florida, Jamie, doesn't look like you get much sun.
I'm never outside.
Yeah, you gotta get outside.
People think that like we're in Florida. As someone who used to live in Florida, like we just live on the beach. It's like my friend used to joke about this. My friend is very pale, and he would be like, I live indoors. You know, like I have a house with a roof. Yeah. Start two. Ayuk, Smith. I'm guessing that's Devontae Smith. AJ Brown.
It's Ayuk and Smith.
Yeah, I just don't think AJ Brown's playing.
Right.
Kareem Hunt or AJ Brown?
This is just gonna get rapid fire AJ Brown questions.
If AJ Brown plays, I'll take Brown over Hunt.
All right. Cousins or Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers. He's not practicing today, but I don't think that's a concern.
And rest of season, Heinicke or Garoppolo?
Waiver wire? is there anything better? I go Heinicke.
All right. One more. Rashad Bateman or who's R. Smith?
I was thinking the same thing. This bad. We can't come up with R. Smith, Adam. I just think of Rod Smith when I see R. Smith.
Devontae Smith?
Do you remember Rod Smith, Adam?
Of course I remember Rod Smith. He was on Star Trek. No, I remember Rod Smith.
R. Smith?
He's on the Broncos. He's awesome.
Who is R. Smith now?
There's no R. Smith.
It's got to be Devontae Smith, right?
Devontae Smith or Rashad Bateman? Yeah, it's Devontae Smith. All right, Carlton, you confused us there. Now we have to go. At some point soon, we'll be doing Fantasy Football Today in 5. It'll be me and Jacob Gibbs. Thank you so much. I know this was a little early. Thank you all for being here this day after Thanksgiving, which is a holiday. And let's
all. What are your top five holidays?
My top five holidays are July 4th, Memorial Day,
You can't say it's your top five. You don't remember it.
Christmas. Yeah, and now that I think of it, it's my mom's birthday is that weekend. So a lot of times she's here. What?
You don't remember your mom's birthday weekend?
No.
That is so screwed up.
A lot of times she's up here and, you know, we usually have a family up here on Memorial Day, I think. So July 4th, Memorial.
Send the show to Mrs. Azer immediately. Cut the clip.
Don't deflect. Yours was horrible.
She changed her name when I got so unpopular. She's like, I can't be associated with you anymore. So she goes by her maiden name now. July 4th, Memorial Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving. What else did we say? Halloween. Oh, no. Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Halloween doesn't count.
Okay, we're out of here, everybody. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Good luck in week 12. See you later.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.